Welcome to Inspiration Rising. My name is David Trotter, and I'm a business growth consultant. I'm passionate about helping business owners just like you rise above your biggest barriers to reach your greatest goals, all without the paralyzing overwhelm, feeling all alone, or wondering what the heck to do next. I'm a former pastor and a serial entrepreneur who's passionate about personal growth because that's what's helped me cultivate peace in my life and empowered me to love my amazing wife, Laura, of 26 years, and our two almost grown kids. So if you're all about business, personal growth, and peace in your life, you're in the right place. I'm super glad that you're here. Hello, friends, and welcome back to Inspiration Rising. As we enter into this new year, I'm asking myself a very powerful question that I want to invite you to ask yourself as well. And it's this: what am I putting up with? Let me ask it again. What am I putting up with? Now, why would I ask myself that question? Well, my assumption is that there are things in my life that I'm allowing to take place, even though they're out of alignment with my vision, my values, and my goals. You see, I already have a vision for 2021. This is my mental picture of my preferable future. It's what I want to experience in my life by the end of December. I have a mental picture, a snapshot in time of that vision. I already have values as well. These are ways in which I choose to live, relate to others, and run my business. These values really don't change from year to year, but they might be emphasized on a particular year if I feel like I'm kind of waning in a certain area. And I also already have goals for 2021. Now, if I accomplish these goals, they will enable me to experience the fruition of my vision. Now, if you're interested in creating your own vision and goals for your life and business, I've covered that in a couple of previous episodes, and I'm going to link to those episodes in the show notes. You can go ahead and swipe up on your phone now, and you can find those links if that's something that you want to dive into. If you don't have a vision for your life or your business, or you don't have goals for this year, I definitely would encourage you to listen to those episodes. So back to the question, what am I putting up with? If I have a vision to improve my health this year, which I do, is there anything that I'm putting up with that would prevent me from reaching my health goals? Am I personally putting up with my own excuses of why I eat things that won't help me reach my goal? Am I putting up with my own excuses of when I don't want to take a brisk walk once a day, which is part of my plan? I see my goals aren't necessarily about weight. It's more about how I feel. It's more about my overall long-term health and even my immunity. Am I putting up with anything that will prevent me from experiencing that reality? The bottom line is that small choices on a daily basis add up to big results over the course of the year. And if I'm putting up with anything that's not aligned with my vision, my values, and my goals, this is going to impact my daily choices, and ultimately, my results. So you see where I'm going with this? All right, let's take for a minute and talk about career, business, finances. Personally, I want to continue growing my business this year, and I plan to launch a major resource in March 2021 to help business owners create social media in just 5 minutes a day. It's going to be an incredible resource. The question for me is, what am I putting up with that will prevent my own success in that area of my business? Am I putting up with my own tendency to do everything myself versus delegating to someone on my team? Nope, not this year. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to put up with that. In 2020, I actually hired a podcast editor, and that's led to working with multiple people on my team, and it prevents me from getting overwhelmed, and it also empowers me to expand my business. Another question that comes to my mind: am I putting up with distractions like scrolling through social media mindlessly or checking 4 different news websites to see how they all report differently on news, all to avoid a difficult project? That's what I usually do, right? If I feel overwhelmed by something, let me just scroll through social media mindlessly, or let's see what's going on in the world. I want to stay updated. I don't know if I need to do that all the time. This is a daily choice, and I am committing to not put up with that type of behavior that's just a distraction. I'm committing to stay focused. Another question, am I putting up with low expectations just because I don't want to take the extra time to increase the quality of a project, or because I don't want to make one of my team members upset with multiple rounds of revisions? You see, my impatience can result in me just wanting to move on. Like, let's just keep going. And it can also result in becoming frustrated with somebody else's performance. So if I'm impatient, I'm like, let's move on. It doesn't matter. We don't have to make it any better. Or I'm frustrated with their performance, so let's just move on. For me, the key is to hold the value of high-quality work and be tenacious to produce that work while also being gracious, and patient in the process. I think I just made up a new word, gracient. It's being gracious and patient in the process. I want to be gracient. It's a pretty good word. All right, let's talk for a moment about some other areas of life where it's common to put up with things that ultimately will hold us back. Are you putting up with people, family, kids, friends, coworkers who don't respect your boundaries? People who are rude, mean, or speak down to you? People who don't have your best interest in mind? Why are you putting up with those people? Are you putting up with people who take advantage of you? Who are always asking for help without taking responsibility for their own lives? Are you putting up with negativity on your social media feed or in the news that you're consuming? Why? Why are you putting up with all this crap in your life? Because you don't want to ruffle somebody's feathers? Or because you don't want to cause a problem? The truth is, you only live one life, and you have the responsibility to cultivate the life that you want to create. You want a positive, healthy, creative, loving, joyful life. That means that you can't keep putting up with all this crap. Sorry to cuss. That's a curse word. I'll put an E on this episode, E for explicit. I'm kidding. I don't think that really qualifies. Okay, so oftentimes, now we think, when we ask that question, what am I putting up with? We oftentimes think about putting up with somebody else's problems or junk or the way that they're treating us. But more often than not, we need to be focused on not putting up with our own crap, like not putting up with the excuses that we make for our own life. So here are three easy things to think about as I address these things in my own life. All right? This is the way that I'm thinking about it. I want to invite you to kind of try this on as well. The first is to recognize when I'm not living up to my own vision, values, or goals. So the first step is to actually see it and admit it. Many of us are just blind to what we're putting up with. It's just become a part of our daily life, and we're just like, it'll just never change. It's just part of life. That's actually killing your chances of living the life and creating the business that you truly want. So step one is to recognize when you're not living up to your own vision, values, or goals. Number two, understand why you're putting up with it. Usually, we're getting some sort of side benefit out of whatever we put up with. You see, when we put up with something, we allow ourselves to be lazy and undisciplined. Side benefit. Or maybe we can play the martyr or victim by allowing others to take advantage of us. And by being that victim or martyr, it's somehow a side benefit. See, when we put up with something, we don't have to take responsibility for our own life. We just figure, this is just how it is and I can't do anything about it. We release our power. We give it up to somebody else. So the second part is to admit that you're getting some sort of side benefit out of whatever you're putting up with, but also see, how is this preventing you from getting what you really want? Sure, the side benefit is a little hit. It makes you feel good in the moment when you're putting up with something, but ultimately it will prevent you from getting what you really want in life. And then number three, commit to living in alignment with your vision, values, and goals. If you truly want something in life, whether it's in your relationships, your health, your career, your business, your finances, you can't put up with all this stuff that you know isn't helping you. So stop putting up with it and commit to living the way you know will actually help you get what you truly want. So step one is recognize what you're putting up with. Number two, understand why you're putting up with it. And then number three, commit to living in alignment with what you truly want. You see, the bottom line is that I am choosing to stop putting up with all this crap. I'm not going to put up with it anymore, my own or somebody else's, if it's preventing me from experiencing peace, joy, love, and personal growth. That's all what we want, right? All those things. That's beautiful. That's the life that we want to create. So what's holding you back? What are you putting up with right now? And what are you going to do about it? Hey, congrats on listening to another episode of Inspiration Rising. Why congrats? Because you're pouring education and inspiration into your mind and heart. And that's something we all need if we're going to grow our businesses and reach our goals in life. Now, if you enjoy Inspiration Rising, do us a favor, share it with a friend. Take a screenshot of your favorite episode and text it to them. Tell them to search for Inspiration Rising on their favorite podcast app and click subscribe. And if you haven't already, be sure to sign up for Inspo Text. That's our daily inspirational text messages. Just text me right now at 949-401-6090. That's 949-401-6090. Just say, hey, Dave, what's up? You'll get an automated reply with a link where you can add yourself as a contact. And of course, you can always unsubscribe. I want you to know today that you're inspired, empowered, and loved. Not because of the way you feel or what anyone else says about you, but because that's your true identity.